Virtually everything is radioactive, including us. Some things are just more radioactive than others. Radiation comes in several forms, but it can be conveniently divided into two types: ionizing, which can cause cancer and other harmful effects, as well as beneficial effects, and non-ionizing, which, except for some ultraviolet radiations, generally causes little harm, but gives substantial benefits. Radiation also can be naturally occurring or man-made. The radiation that Americans receive is almost equally divided between both sources. Naturally occurring radiation levels are similar for Americans and Europeans, but Europeans receive considerably smaller man-made doses because they make less extensive use of medical procedures using ionizing radiations. People living in other parts of the world, such as South America, Africa, and Asia, with the exception of Japan, which has a high use of medical radiation, receive even less man-made radiation for the same reasons. Radiation can kill you, or it can cure you. When an accident involving radiation occurs, like the catastrophic one in 1986 at the Chernobyl nuclear power facility in the former Soviet Union, and the incident in 2011 at the Fukushima Daiichi power plant in Japan, people everywhere ask a deceptively simple question: what is my risk and my family's from the released radiation? It is normal to worry about what harm might be carried through the air and what effects it will have on the food we give our children, on the water we drink, on sea life, and on the environment. These worries are compounded by news accounts that are sometimes contradictory and that often quote experts whose opinions vary wildly. People have concerns not only about accidents at nuclear power facilities, but also about many other sources of radiation: X-rays of our teeth, our chest, an injured hand or leg, CT, computed tomography scans of our chest or abdomen, sunlight and tanning booths, and radio waves from cell phones. We want to know at what point radioactivity released from a nuclear accident raises our risk of cancer, what damage radiation can cause a pregnant woman and her fetus, and the effects of radioactivity in the atmosphere from nuclear weapons tests. The often conflicting information about the possible health consequences of radiation from all sources is likely to leave anyone confused and wondering what they can do to decrease their risk of harm from radiation. How does your risk of cancer from radiation compare to other cancer risks in your life? These legitimate concerns deserve direct, intelligent, credible answers, which we intend to provide. Because radiation is ubiquitous, it continually touches our lives in many ways, you will not finish listening to this audiobook with a definitive answer to everything about radiation. That is simply impossible. But you will end up with sufficient knowledge and understanding of the subject to help you make sensible, informed decisions about radiation's health effects and risks. Although radiation is associated with many dangers, things may not be nearly as scary as you imagine. In fact, radiation saves lives every day. Americium-241 makes many smoke detectors work. Tritium stimulates the phosphors that illuminate some exit signs. Gamma rays test the structural integrity of airplanes, bridges, and skyscrapers. And cobalt-60 and other sources of radiation are used to diagnose and treat cancers. Frightening as the topic of this program might be in some ways, information and education can relieve some, if not most, anxiety about radiation.